What it is, one time is your boy, your boy, who that now, your boy, your boy, one more time, your boy, your boy, man. What it is, what it is. Back at this thing one more time with this wild Cliff Notes for the Bible for a real nigga, you fair. We running it at chapter 48. After this, is two more chapters. You feel me? 49, 50 complete. Genesis, as far as you know what I'm saying, we going. It's like a Genesis. Like, we did majority, but like the beginning part, like I said, is like going to be, it's going to be later. We're going to run to Jesus first, and then we're going to come back and just like try to put it all together, because like I say, the first 11 chapters of Genesis is like, it's a lot. It's a lot. But, yeah, without further ado, let's go ahead and get chapter 48 started. Lord, I thank you once again for allowing me to be here, allowing the listeners to be here, Lord. Just thank you for all that you've done and continue to work, Lord, in the midst of all the situations and things that are going on in the day, Lord. I just truly thank you for being alive, for having a desire to want to, you know what I'm saying, put your word out there to hopefully encourage encourage other people to maybe perhaps pick up that book, you know, and see how it inspired them, you know what I'm saying, just see like the correlation to maybe perhaps some of the things that go on in our life today, you know what I'm saying, can be found in the pages of the book. So I try to give, you know what I'm saying, my rough around the edges hood illustrations, you know what I'm saying, and maybe perhaps, you know, it may be some people out there who can catch it and understand it, you know. That's the most important part, because if I can catch people who understand it, they can open up understanding for others. You know what I'm saying? And maybe if we get enough understanding, we can start overstanding. I love you, Lord. Continue to look out for me and look out for my listeners, Lord. Just bless them, Lord. I hope that, you know what I'm saying, that just with them opening their heart and, you know, maybe being obedient, you know, when you talk to them about maybe this is something that they could, you know, listen to learn a little bit more. I pray that, you know, for those people, I do give like a vast understanding, you know, just encouragement to be able to want to read the book. All glory and honor shall be thine. Praise to God in you. Anything I've forgotten, Lord, help me out. I ask these and many more blessings in your Son, Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Part one, now we have part two. Well, I'm ready today. I'm ready today in this motherfucker. I ain't gotta try to find no blunts. I ain't gotta try to find no lighter. We ready. We ready like Freddy today. You hear me? Kruger, let's get it. Chapter 48. All right, chapter 48 starts off with Joseph hearing some news about Pop Jacob, Pop Israel. They say, you know what I'm saying, he kind of getting down to them last days, you feel me? Forgive me for my voice, you know what I'm saying, if I got a little laryngitis or whatnot, or if I'm a little faded in and out, you know what I'm saying, I apologize, you dig? But we still gonna get it across, and we still gonna get this message to him. The devil ain't gonna stop no show, no type of way, no fashion or form. I put my mind to doing it, I just want to do it. So, you know, I apologize once again, like if you hear any cracks or the roughness in my voice, or I'm not enunciating anything, and it sounds a little bit more funnier than it usually is with my southern dialect as well. I apologize. But anywho, back to 48. Joseph heard that Jacob won, you know what I'm saying, you're kind of on the last leg, you know what I'm saying? You know how it kind of is if you have parents that, you know, been around for a minute, you can kind of tell that, you know what I'm saying? It's getting close. It's getting close to that time to where, you know, God might be calling them home. So when he got that news, he got his two sons. His oldest son is named Manasseh, and the youngest son is named Ephraim. It start with E, Ephraim. It start with E, okay? He the youngest son, Ephraim. We're going to just say Ephraim for right now. I might be pronouncing that wronger than a motherfucker. Forgive me, okay? But he get his two sons and he go holler at Pops. He going to see Pops, okay? Pops got word of that. You know what I'm saying? He got word that Joseph coming to see him, okay? So, you know, indeed, Pop was in the bed, probably laid out because they said he muscled up enough strength to go ahead and kind of sit up so he could talk to the one. You know, JoJo, that's his boy right there, you feel me? He wanted to talk to JoJo, and he heard JoJo coming too, you feel me? So, yeah, Pop got up so he can get ready to talk to JoJo, you feel me? When he came through, he talked to JoJo about just like the promise that the Lord gave him, the Lord gave Isaac, and the Lord gave Abraham. Just the promise of Canaan would be still their land in due time, instead of it being like Jacob is gonna fall on the seeds of Jacob. So this is like gonna be y'all inheritance. Don't give up on God, because that inheritance of Canaan is still gonna be in our family line tree. And he was telling them, as a matter of fact, your two sons, you feel me? The two sons that Joseph had while he was in Egypt. Pop said, them two sons right there, you might well call them my sons now, because they mine now. Just like Simeon and motherfucking Judah and Reuben and the rest of them niggas, and you, they my sons now. You know what I'm saying? You might as well say they my kids. Now, any kids you have after them, you can call them your kids, you feel me? But them two right though, them two mine. You know what I'm saying? And if they mine, you know they're going to get a part of this inheritance. I'm trying to distribute this shit out, right? Because, you know, it's getting close. So, you know what I'm saying? They mine. Like Reuben, Simeon, but they gonna have their own inheritance. And your sons can get their inheritance through them. You feel? Okay. Fuck around, let the blunt go out. Hold on, Joe. Hold on. You know I need my weed. Hold on. Yeah, like I was saying, they gonna be my sons now, you know what I'm saying? And yeah, everything gonna be good, man. And you know, he get to talking, you know, rambling off like older people do. And you know, he got to reminisce. He was like, you know, your mama was with me on this journey, and we was almost, you know, the place where I say I fucked up the angel there. Yeah, that place right there. Yeah, we was almost there, me and your mama. We was almost there, and she passed away on the way. So I gotta talk about it, because it really did hurt my heart. I really, she was really, really close. And I wanted her to see this. Shit, I wish she could see this day. I wish she could see this right now. But I'm kind of glad she didn't get to hear about what happened to you. But you know, I'm sorry, man. I miss your mama. That's all. I miss your mama. I miss her a lot. You feel me? But, and he noticed that, you know, some more people in the room, because his eyes were kind of dim. So he didn't know who was in the room, but he noticed it was some more people in the room. He was like, you know, who was in here with us, man? I thought it was just you. You know what I'm saying? Who? I see some people now. don't act like I can't. I can still see now. It might not be like the straightest, it's blurred, but I see two dots over there, motherfucker. Who are them dots? And Joseph was like, you remember Manassas and, you know, Ephraim that we were talking about earlier? Yeah, these my two sons right here. Josie, you so funny. I know you just heard your daddy when I just told it at you that these are two my kids now. I told you, bring my kids over here, please. Let me see my kids. Oh, look at them. Y'all are so precious. Ephraim, Manassas, it is so good to meet y'all. Oh, man. Joseph. Jojo. Jojo, come here, Jojo. Boy, I tell you, Jojo. For a long, long time, Jojo, I ain't even think I see your face. Like, just be honest. I'm being honest. I'm old, and you know old people gonna tell the truth until we pass out. So, nigga, I ain't think I was gonna see you no more. And God let me see two kids. Boy, you done gave me two kids. I'm so proud of you, cuz. You done gave me two kids. And I love you for that. Thank you so much. And oh my goodness, boy, look at that. They look more like me than they look like you. That's why I say they my kids, because they look more like your granddaddy than they do their daddy. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, you know it's about that time, y'all. You know it's about that time. I'm going to pass a blessing down to your daddy and to y'all, okay? So I need everybody to bow their heads, all right? So you know what I'm saying? Joe's pulling me in close. And the way he trying to set it up, he trying to set up some traditional type shit, you know? Because traditionally, the oldest is supposed to be like the inheritance of like what's to come for the family line, if you will, for the generation, you know what I'm saying? Like, for the most part, the oldest was supposed to be the one, especially in this, is supposed to be the one that's leading forward in the multitudes of the legacy of a family, okay? But we already know in this particular family, especially when it get to Isaac, because Isaac was blessed with twins, okay? And he initially wanted to give all of this inheritance, all of the things that we're talking about God passing down to him was supposed to be given to Esau. But it ended up in Jacob's hands, y'all. If you want to know how, you go back and check the chapters that talk about it. You know what I'm saying? And you'll see why. But he's coming from a family line of that, okay? And technically, in his eyes, especially right now, it wasn't his oldest son who led them to the land of where they're able to be content in a recession, to have plenty in a recessional time. Like, he's kind of technically the, you know, forebringer of it. But it's amazing how, you know, we often forget sometimes, you feel me? Because when Jacob started praying for the two sons, okay? Joseph was trying to set it up to where he can just reach his right hand out and put it on the head of Manassas to bless him as the oldest son. And for some reason, the right hand was supposed to be like the big thing, I guess. You know, when something's sitting on the right, I guess that's supposed to be, you know, okay. And Ephraim was supposed to be on the left hand, okay. But they say that Jacob wittingly, meaning that he did the shit on purpose, even though he old, it wasn't no all time or no nothing that he did this off of. He did this shit on purpose. He purposely put his right hand, he crisscrossed his hand and put his right hand on the youngest kid head, which was Ephraim, and put his left hand on the oldest child's head, which was Manasseh's, okay? Now, when he does this, the prayer is going on, so I don't think Joseph catch it at first, okay? Because it starts out with him praying. You know, we're going to start it out like, he prayed, he was like, you know, Heavenly Father, the Lord of my father and the Lord of his father, the Lord that has kept my grandfather, me, my father, and has fed us through all the generations. To the angel who asked, I mean, to the angel who helped bring blessings of life to us. Lord, we thank you. We thank you right now, Lord. And I ask, Lord, that you continue bestowing this blessing upon these seeds, Lord. Make them great nations in you, Lord. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know, you know, if it was the angel part or what, you know, but Joseph ended up peeking in the prayer. Okay, you know, where I'm from, you know what I'm saying? I grew up church guy in Christ, and even though people do it, technically, you ain't supposed to be peeking during the prayer. You're supposed to be looking up and stuff like that and knowing what, who hand on what hand he got on who head, you know what I'm saying? Pause, no harm on home, you know, because some people, you know, it's nowadays, people take everything in context. But you know what I'm saying? Like, so when he did that, Joseph, you know what I'm saying, had opened his eyes up and was like, hey, Pop, hey, you know what I'm saying? I apologize, but look, man, I believe, you know, I don't know, it might be because of your eyes or whatnot, but Manasseh is on this side, and Ephraim is on this side, so this right hand need to go on Manasseh, and Jacob like, boy, I know you just didn't, boy, I know you just didn't. Now, I know, hold on, ooh, I gotta hit this. I hit this twice because you lost your damn mind. Now, son, it's fair for me to call you son, right? Yes, Dad, I am your son. Okay, son, I know good and damn well you might have been in Egypt for a good little while. Okay, I give you that. But I know you know good and damn well I taught you not to interrupt me when I'm motherfucking praying. I know you still remember that. Don't you tell me about what my hands are. I ain't say, I got my hand on both of them, don't it? Well, both of them going to be great nations. It's just the younger one. It's going to be more of a greater nation than the oldest one is. It's kind of in our family tree. Okay? Technically, I'm not the oldest. And I got the blessing of God. Okay? You ain't the oldest, but you got us here. And I can see Joe's trying to be technical and trying to be smart and shit. Well, Pop, you know, I am my mama's oldest. Okay, you want to go there? Okay. And then I'm going to show you how I'm finna dead all this. Okay? You are your mama's oldest. And you got us over to Egypt, over here in Ramesses. We chilling. We eating good, we smoking good, we drinking good, you know what I'm saying? God is good all the time, God is good. And you were a big part in putting this situation together, and I thank you for it, you feel me? But if you want to talk about multiplying the seeds, nigga, Ben got all y'all beat, nigga. You got two kids, and I am grateful. Well, you had two kids. Now you technically, I got two more kids, so you got to start over. You know what I'm saying? But you had two kids. Nigga, Ben got 10, okay? Ben got 10. Need I say more? He is the youngest out of everybody, and ain't nobody got Ben shit, okay? Don't nobody got double digits but Ben. Oh, I knew it was going to get quiet in that motherfucker when I say some shit. So, I'm going to finish this prayer up, and you're going to let me finish this prayer up and let me do what I do and let God do what he do. Okay, son? Yes, sir, Pop. Thank you very much. And you know what I'm saying? He finished up the prayer, and he went back to his crisscrosser, and he was putting emphasis on, you know what I'm saying? He put Ephraim before Manasseh when he was speaking on the blessings of the lads, of the seeds, you know, of the nations growing, you know, because he was just basically hoping, you know, praying that God continue the blessing and bestowing the blessing down to the seeds to come. You feel me? But then after Pops did that, he told Joes to, you know, tell Manasseh and Euphrates to go, you know, play with the rest of the kids for a sec. I gotta talk to you again about some serious stuff, okay? So Joes, you know, did that. So Pop was like, well, hold on, son, you know, I'm old. Let me see myself up. Oh, okay. Can you put that pillow behind me? Can you put that pillow right there behind me? Yo. Thank you. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, you remember? Hold on. I gotta fire up again. Okay, hold on. I'm gonna tell you now. Don't be rushing me now. I fought an angel. I beat the angel ass, cause y'all think cause I'm old or some shit. I won't fuck y'all up, cause y'all ain't gonna keep rushing me. I know I got the blood. You wanna hit the blood too, though? No. Okay. You gonna hit the blood after you can't do good shit for nobody, cuz. Hold on, cuz. I'm trying to do something good for this motherfucker. I mean, there's some good weed in Asia, man. Okay, anyway. You remember what I had told you the other day that I need you to promise for me to do. Do you remember what it was, sir? Yes, Dad. What was it? To make sure that we don't bury you in Egypt. Make sure we bury you with your father now. Good. I'm glad you remember. Because I damn sure forgot that shit. You're right. Make sure you bury me with my dad now. Okay? Don't bury me in Egypt. Bury me with them. Okay? Then when you go back, though. Okay? When you go back, okay. You know I love you. You know I trust you more than any of them knucklehead motherfuckers out there, right? Okay. So you gonna be distributed like, you know, who get what type shit, okay? And also, come here. Kick off. Cause them niggas like, listen, you know. I got one more little special spot. Just for you, because you won. You JoJo. You know you JoJo. You won. Got a little special fight for you. Hey. But here the secret part go. The only people know about it is me, you, God, and an Amorite. And FYI, that Amorite ain't alive. I know God ain't going to say shit. Can I depend on you not to say nothing? Cause don't think if I fought an angel, I come back from the grave and beat your ass if you tell him I gave you this extra shit. Cause I had, I'm still nice with my bow, still nice with my sword now. I said, play with a nigga if you want him. I just look like this shit. But, you know, that's how chapter 48 ends. None will know that he got an extra little piece of land for him. And he did say he took it from the hand of an Amorite, you know what I'm saying, with his bow and his sword. So, you know, gangster shit, you know what I'm saying? They always talking about, you know what I'm saying, people about, but it was clearly gangster shit done and said that was done to get some land. You feel me? Man, I don't know, man. It's just, when I read the Bible, I get more out of it than what they gave me in Sunday school and church and shit sometimes, so that's why I encourage people to read, man. I would love for y'all to just pick it up for y'all self. Shit, fact check me on this shit, because, you know, I get a little animated with the shit, but it's a drawing factor, but I'm not pulling away from that. I'm not stretching the truth from that, because we really don't know what happened. You know what I'm saying? Situations might be just like I said, but it may not be. But, you know, it's like I said, something intriguing to bring forth the storyline and show that, you know, I really think a lot of the situation back then, you know, it's just kind of history repeating itself to in today's time frame. You just got to catch it. You got to catch it and know when you're seeing it, you know what I'm saying? And the only way you can really know when you're seeing it is, you know, you pick up the book yourself, you know. You'd be surprised just reading just a few chapters, few verses, few pages, how that would in turn, maybe not right at that moment all the time, but it would in turn, like, amplify itself and multiply itself, you know what I'm saying? In like a hundredfolds, like they say in the Bible, 100-fold, 60-80-fold, you know what I'm saying? And you're not knowing it until it comes a situation where your spirit has to show it. You feel me? That's why I want people to read, you feel me? It's for them. It's not for any glorification of who giving it to you, because I've still yet to give you my name. You dig? So I don't even put myself on the platform to really, like, to gain a rapport or to give one. You know what I'm saying? It's just strictly cliff notes, you know what I'm saying, for the Bible, for your journey in life, you know what I'm saying, as well as mine. Because, you know, nobody else listen. I be listening to this shit. I get a kick out of this shit sometime when I hear it. You feel me? Like I said, y'all forgive me on the quality of it so far, you know what I'm saying, because it's not the greatest, but you gotta admit, man, the content pretty cool, man. But, chapter 48 in a nutshell. Appreciate y'all for listening, man. Till the next time, man, we're gonna get it in like that, though. You feel me? Chill.